You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'd rather have vegetables. Anyway, regardless, the other thing was he mentioned that they had been hookup buddies or whatever.
Yeah.
For 30 years. And that really surprised me as well. Anyway, that was two things.
Why does that?
I don't know. It just for some, I've almost not been alive for 30 years. Well, that's not true.
Well, but, that's, you're such a young now.
I know.
You're such a young whippersnapper. I've barely been around for 30 years. You know, we weren't going to talk about Big Fatty on the show because we.
That's right.
That was the pre-show conversation.
We can't
and now we're fucking
it.
Talking about Big Fatty. Yeah. Thanks, Fatty.
We are the only two Pride for. Well, that's not true. Pod is my co-pilot also is still recording. But mostly, I mean, there are only like three or four.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'd rather have vegetables. You know what I'm saying?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4621 of the BFO for Monday, the 27th of October, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, Big Fatty. Halloweenies, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your Halloweenies today, because y'all, it's Gay Crema Week. 5 days of the little show culminating on Gay Crema on for right. Y'all, it's the season is upon us. And you know what happens on November the 1st? Yes, Big Fatty, Crema. It's true. The ghost comes down and the Crema tree goes up. Oh, and y'all, what else happens on November the 1st? It's on the 2th at 2 a.m. in the morning. We switch to standard time, 6 days.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Yeah, I guess it, y'all, when I finish recording the for right little show, y'all, I turned and I looked at the mocking calendar, and y'all, I have committed a grave, grave error. Y'all, on for right. The 24th. Y'all, we had a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, I apologize to high heaven for this. Y'all, I've met this person a couple of times at Pride 48 and also at the Metropolis Energy Complex. Y'all, he is the most patient of the spouses of number one fans out there. Y'all, he is the spouse of the number one fan times two. You know, that's that Bill in St. Louis. Y'all, I am talking about none other than Craig. Big Fatty, we love Craig. We do indeed. So, Craig, please forgive Big Fatty for forgetting. And yes, Big Fatty. Everything's waiting for you.
We'll be right back.
Cassie, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright Show. And y'all, after I recorded, me and my former coal miner neighbor, we went downtown. Yes, Big Fatty, we heard downtown. Well, to the theater. And y'all, we went and we saw a show called Dial M for Murder. Be ready. And y'all, it was well done. It was a great set. The actors were superb. y'all then got back home, and he went back to his home, and Big Fatty came, and y'all, I was taking things out of my pocket, and I realized I didn't have my billfold. Big Fatty! So y'all, I went out to Earl Grey, and I looked around, and y'all, it wasn't in Earl Grey either. So y'all, I said, well, I either lost it at the theater or in the parking garage. And if it's in the parking garage, see you later, alligator. I said, well, there's nothing I can do tonight. But y'all, I slept like a baby regardless, because y'all, by the time I got home, I was tired. And well past my bedtime. And got up on Fright morning, and y'all, I tried to call the theater, and of course, you know, all you got was the mechanical, and you know, all the box office will not open until 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And I said, well, you know, but it did say that they were offering self-guided tours during the day, starting at 8:30 a.m. in the morning. So y'all, about 9 a.m. in the morning, after I had my coffee and my brufkus, which was probably cheese toast. Y'all, I'm in a cheese toast frame of mind these days. Y'all, I went and drove down to the theater, and I went in, and y'all, they were having performances of a different show. Y'all, it was real interesting when they started the show on Thursday night. They came out and said, oh, it's been a busy day here. We had two school performances of, I don't know what show it was, but it was for the children. But it's good because it introduces them to live theater. And so I went down there, and of course I was greeted at the door by a uniformed police officer, and she was very nice. But there were some folks, but y'all, that says something about our the time we live in, that you got to have an armed police officer at a children's event. But anyway, Big Fatty, now you're sounding like an old fart. Well, I am an old fart. And there were folks that worked in there. And one lady says, oh, well, I went through and checked everything before the kids got here, and I didn't see it. And the gentleman, I think he works there at the theater, and he checked to see if it had been in the record of, of the lost and found. It didn't show anything. He says, where were you seated? And I told him, front row all the way to the right. And he says, let me go in there and just see if I see it. And y'all, he came out with my billfold in his hand. Y'all, it had come out of my back pocket of my trousers, and had fallen between the seat, the edge of the seat, and the armrest part. He says, if it's lost, it's always going to be found in there. And y'all, I was so relieved that I didn't have to cancel any of my charger plates or my Medicare card or anything like that. Y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And anyway, y'all, I headed home, and on my way home, I I stopped at the Sam's Club to get some gas. And y'all, it was $2.48 a gallon. But y'all, I've gotten some other gas reports from different folks. Y'all, that Randy in the Pennsylvania and Shy Tom, y'all, they were out there in the Kansas. And Big Fatty, did they see Dorothy? Dorothy? I don't know. But the gas was $2.39 a gallon. And then the Laughing Buddha, he gave me a gas report that it was $2.99 a gallon. I think he was probably thrilled with that. It's his have always been in the over $3. But anyway, got back home. And y'all, I got a testimonium from the Burries. You know, that's the drum major Kev and Brian and the Burry. I don't know if Danbury Jr. was with them or not. I'm going to guess probably not. But y'all, they were in Key West. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, down there being whores, probably. And y'all, they sent me a sign that says, oh, look who's here this week while we're here. Y'all, it was a sign for a fishing. I think it was a fishing boat, y'all, and the name of it was Cora Beth. And y'all, Cora Beth was, of course, providing supper for all of us at Fright Do It Fatties. It was me and Durwood and Granny and the Nip and Cora Beth. And y'all, he got barbecue, and y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious pulled pork and green beans and macaroni and cheese and the coleslaw. And, y'all, it was just lovely. He had ordered a half pan of bread pudding also, but somehow that didn't get picked up. But anyway, y'all, we had just a lovely evening and lots of laughs and everything. And, you know, after they left, Big Fatty, y'all, I hit the hay. Big Fatty, the hay hit back? No. Oh, one other thing about Randy and Chi-Tom, y'all, they were in Fresno, California, and y'all, the three-letter airport code for Fresno is? Big Fatty, I don't know, F-A-T. So y'all, if you ever travel to FAT, think about Big Fatty. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, Fresno and fat. But anyway, y'all, Saturday got up. Y'all, it's been just absolutely gorgeous here. And we're supposed to get rain this week. And what did I do? Y'all, it was, you know, Saturday is a nice day for Big Fatty. Y'all, I have replaced the electronic locks on the villa. The other ones just weren't cooperating with my Apple Snack Home Kit program that I run all of my, I don't run my cameras off that. I run that off the Goggle Home, but the plugs and the locks and everything inside of the villa other than cameras and the thermostat are run off of the Apple Snack Home Kit. And y'all, it was, the other ones were just, they were like the one on the back door. Half the time it would say, oh, we cannot lock the door. And it had been locked, and then it just, you couldn't unlock it as you got home. Well, y'all, who was it that was having the sale? It was the Best Buy. And y'all, I went online to see who had the cheapest. And I ordered one for the back door first, just to see how it worked and everything. And y'all, it works like a charm. And y'all, I got that all installed and everything. And y'all, and it works off your fingerprint too. Oh yes, Big Fatty, give it the finger. And then that worked so well. I guess I did that Friday morning, and later on Friday I decided, well, you know what, this works so well, I'm just gonna go ahead and do the front door also. And y'all, they came the next day. The one I ordered, I ordered it on Thursday, I guess, and it came on Friday, and the one I ordered Friday arrived on Saturday. And so, y'all, they get an A-plus on getting it to me. And, y'all, I had planned on moving one of the, you know, touchpad locks to my storage area. But, y'all, neither one of them, I don't know if there's something wrong. I don't know what was wrong, but I couldn't get them to work on that. So I just packaged them up. Y'all, if you need a push-button door lock, Yale door lock, let Big Fatty know. I mean, good deal on those. Yes, Big Fatty. But let's see, what was I saying? So I got the second one installed, and y'all, it came with a, I can connect it to the inner tubes. So I was real happy about that. And so y'all, then I went in and I decided, well, I want the back door to have the inner tubes as well. And so I did that. I ordered the module from the Lowell's because, you know, I get a discount there. Plus, I had some Lowell's cash. And so got that ordered. And then Sunday, y'all, it's just been a day of rest. I've had my nipple walks and all. Although on Sunday afternoon, this happened.
Mystery day, are you ready for?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, 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 I know. I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, it's been months. It's been months, I tell you. But, y'all, it was my muscly gentleman caller. He's the one. You heard old Crooked Hat talking about him at the beginning of today's little show. He's the one I've been hooking up with for more than 30 years. And, y'all, it was absolutely lovely. Just lovely. We know exactly which buttons to push to make it lovely. And y'all, he left, and y'all, I had to take a moment to gather my thoughts and all before I sat down with old Veda, and we recorded the LFC. But anyway, y'all, I think I'm sure there are things I've forgotten, but y'all, oh yes, I counted the crema decorations on Sunday and we're up to 199. For the most part, that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Okay, I guess y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely gay crema week and lovely Monday. Y'all were supposed to be getting rain. I mentioned that to you. Y'all, on that Jane Pauley show on Sunday, they had people's phobias, and there was a man that always chat. Y'all, it was like watching the phobias were like a progressive commercial with that Dr. Rick. There's one man that spent all of his time checking the red rain all over the world. Big fatty poor thing, it's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Crooked Hat, you have a long history with not necessarily gentlemen callers, but what do you prefer?
I'd rather have vegetables, you know what I'm saying?
You preferred melons. Well, melancholy? I don't know.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.